In her lab at UW-La Crosse, Professor Tisha King-Hyden points out a tiny fish darting around under a high-speed camera.
Once it gets stable and kind of is resting, that's when we startle it.
This startle reflex is one way King-Hyden is measuring how the development of fish is affected by early life exposure to PFAS. She says understanding these changes could inform natural resources policies and point to similar impacts on human health.
The processes that regulate all of those endpoints, so the immune system or the cardiovascular system or reproduction, they're the same in humans.
The research will also measure the amount of PFAS chemicals that are absorbed by different kinds of fish embryos, including popular native species like bluegill and walleye. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.